something that has been said to the minister before other years, and I think he needs to take a look at this again, that farming by calendar can cause problems. At the moment, the weather is good, and even up in the northwest here, there's lots of land that slurry could be spread on and lower tanks at this stage, where the weather could change. We don't know what's ahead of us. We could have a change in the weather, which means that you wouldn't out with slurry when tanks would need to be emptied in a month's time. So it's something the minister should look at and give a waiver on this.
Now, at this time of the year, would have been extremely mild for December and now into January. And there's already evidence that grass is beginning to grow. And if a slurry was applied, then it would help it to come on in leaps and bounds.
It would indeed, and it would be at a low cost to farmers that in for lambing and for getting out early, that you'd have grass without having to apply fertiliser at this stage if you've got your slurry out. It would give grass at a much cheaper rate, which would be beneficial in the times we're in.
And just going back to the phrase again of farming by calendar, if one was to wait until the ban is lifted at the end of January, as we've already unfortunately witnessed in the not too distant past, we could be dealing with a beast from the east or some of his distant relatives at that stage. So it doesn't always necessarily work out.
It doesn't. Nobody can predict the weather. Even Met Éireann says the most they can do is 5 to 6 days. So we don't know what's ahead of us. We didn't have a winter yet. We've had very good weather. We've had similar years in the past, and we've often seen a spell coming in February and March of more severe weather. And that would be the time that farmers in this part of their country would be trying to lower their tanks and get some slurry out. So at this stage, it would be helpful. And I think the minister should look at this, and he should look at this going forward in the years ahead. That, as you said, farming by calendar is not the most ideal thing.
Now, we haven't heard too much as regards fodder crisis yet, due in no small part to the mild weather that we've been having. But again, it's important to remember that a lot of farmers in the summer, with the lack of grass due to the drought, would have been using fodder at that stage for cattle. So again, it's something that everybody is monitoring very carefully.
The fodder situation is, because we got extra grazing into the back end, it did help. But the springtime now is the key, and that's where early grass would come in if you can get out to it. But we're not too bad for fodder at the moment, but if we get a late spring like what happened last year, it could change the situation. And there isn't a surplus. There's no surplus of fodder in the country this year in any area. And we don't know what we're looking at. We're just fingers crossed that we get a good spring.